Summer is the season for camp. Think happy campers heading to the pool or park. WHYY's Ann Hoffman recently visited a different kind of camp, one for women survivors of cancer at the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper University Medical Center.
1, 2, 3, namaste.
Several women are putting their hands together for the traditional Hindi greeting, which means both hello and I bow to the divine in you. They're learning a series of Bollywood dance moves from teacher Swati Chaturvedi at Camp Discovery. Soon, music from the Indian film Kapoor and Sons fills the otherwise humdrum meeting room, with its signature bland carpeting and two bright lights. All of the women here are in different stages of recovery from cancer. Some women are still being treated, and others have been survivors for several years. But today, scarves in hand and hips popped out, they look vibrant. Maria Sarmiento has survived both colon and breast cancer. She's from New Jersey by way of Peru and feels that dance offers a relief like none other.
Oh, I love it. It doesn't matter if it hurts me. I have to dance, even if it's just a little bit. The truth is, I'm a bit weary, but it doesn't matter.
That's music to Colleen Marr and Michelle Mendonca's ears. They're occupational therapists who run this camp. It's funded by the University of the Sciences and small foundation grants. Mendonca says that cancer can take a huge toll on mental health and self-esteem, even after recovery.
It's actually the social piece and the emotional piece that's sometimes bigger than the physical piece, and I don't think people are realizing that. And what's also happening is because of medical treatments now, women are living longer with cancer. They're living in the community and expected to live life.
Camden has been identified as an underserved community for cancer patients. And there are many women of color here who are disproportionately affected by some cancers. Black women, for example, are more likely to die of breast cancer than any other ethnic group. And rates of cervical cancer are higher among Latinas and black women than white women.
What we're also realizing is these women of color don't get the services that other women might be getting. So we see a lot of African American and Hispanic women coming to a lot of our camps.
She says the camp provides a place where cancer survivors can be with other women like them.
What we're hearing from all of our women is once they're discharged from the hospital, everyone thinks they're going to go back to life and live life like it was before the diagnosis. That does not happen. All of them basically say, our families don't understand what we've gone through. They want to, but they can't.
But this is a place where women can meet and socialize with people who understand what they're going through. The camp offers a mix of activities like dancing, painting, and craft making. Mendonca says the women typically form little groups and end up with new friends they can call up for a cup of coffee or a Zumba partner. Mendonca and Mars' research shows that the camp makes a real difference in their emotional well-being. Many women become more confident over the long term and meet more of their goals. Earlier in the day, women wrote down words that describe their current mood on chart paper. Cynthia Casey chose the word motivated.
I'm motivated because they got me up at 9 o'clock to be here and come back. So now I'm ready to try to make sure I schedule myself to stay out of the bed.
That's right. That's what we're trying to achieve.
Linda Gaylord Kwan agrees.
Well, it's been good for me so far because I've just been home, like, kind of in a funk. I just needed to get out and do new things, something that would brighten up my life, kind of bring me back to life.
For Maria Sarmiento, the word of the moment is attitude, or actitud in Spanish. Today was a hard day, she told me, with lingering pain and exhaustion. But she shares a little bit about her life philosophy, and it's easy to see why the camp works so well for her.
Today, you can cry, you can suffer, hit your head, it doesn't matter. But tomorrow, you get up and draw back the curtains so that sun can come in, because the sun comes out every day.
For 1 week in the summer, women cancer survivors are greeting that morning sun, one namaste at a time. For WHYY News, I'm Ann Hoffman.